You said you drew from your mother education. What about your father? Maybe even beyond the art world. As dad, as father, a word or two.
He was a loving father.
How would you like people to remember him?
Oh, my. Through the art. I don't think that he would care to be remembered as a person so much as a spirit entity. We all need to be given the right to be a human being, with all that that entails, and not have judgment passed on anything or opinion or likes or dislikes or affinities or any of that, because in the end, with the individual too, it's the same as with artwork. I don't care if anyone likes me or wants me or whatever. I mean, yeah, it's nice and all right and so forth, and I like to have some friends and so forth, but sooner or later you're going to fail everyone one way or the other. By failing them, I mean you're not going to please them and you're not going to do what they want. That's where we work out, you know, compromise and conversation and agreements and all of that. But a person's essential connection with humanity and themselves and the creator, that's what we have to hold in trust with each relationship. It's the highest vision of one another's intent. And then let everyone else be a human being, you know. I don't have to approve of you. You don't have to approve of me. We'll have some fun talking about life and the way it is and how it went and so forth. But what we're really talking about is, hey, what's your connection with the Creator? What are your greatest mentors? How do you want to be remembered? I want to be remembered as, you know, a person whose work was aligned with spirit. All of his work was aligned with spirit.
Yeah.
All of it. I'm fond of saying that every painting is a portrait of the artist. Yeah,